Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Let's look back at a big night of boxing at the Echo Arena, of course, a couple of nights ago, and catch up with Derry Matthews. Morning, Derry. You all right?
Morning, Steve. Yeah, all good.
How are we feeling after defeat to Luke Campbell?
Just gutted, obviously, the outcome. But in myself, I'm okay. My body's okay, which is the main thing. But it's just, it's in my head that I got beaten. I'm a winner. I need to get beat, so I'm a bit disheartened. But, you know, we live to go on.
Give us an idea of the challenge you're facing there. That was some body shot that he delivered, wasn't it, in the fourth round?
Yeah, it was perfect. It was, you know, he hit me in the first round with a body shot and I felt it. It was exactly the same shot. I got it with flanging by. You know, you're fighting world class fighters, so you know, defying gaps in your defence and basically punish it, and that's what they've both done. Both southpaws, both very good fighters, and I mean, there's no shame in getting beat to lads like that at that level, but in my own head, I'm gutted, I'm disheartened. And, you know, but it's one of them things where you've got to try and push to the side and move on in life.
I'm sure there was so much going through your mind immediately afterwards, your 51st fight. There's been a lot said in the past couple of days about what your next step could be. Have you made any sort of definitive decisions, Derry?
No, I spoke to my manager yesterday. I spoke to my wife. I'll be speaking to George and Danny this week. But as far as my manager said, he said we'll go again. I mean, I think I was well in the fight. It's just, you know, it's just what's one of them things. It's if I get a big opportunity, it's if any of the other lightweights out there want to go and fight me. I think I need one more win to win the British title outright and keep it. So you know, something like that can motivate me. But it's whether they want to fight me. They would want to do 4 and 6 rounders. No disrespect to the lads who were doing them, but I don't think I could be bothered getting out of bed every morning at 5:30 to train for one of them. I need something big, and so any of the lightweights out there, or even the lads at 10 stone, are willing to fight me for the title. I'm here, but they need to tell me as soon as possible, so you know I can get ready and get the right frame of mind.
I mean, it's interesting what you say there about sort of getting up in the morning and going through that grueling, punishing regime. You'll only do it if you can be 150% convinced it's worth it.
Yeah, if there's something there at the end, you know, I mean, I've had an excellent, the last training camp was spot on. I've done it all alone. I had one of the best training camps I've most probably had, done excellent sparring. So there's no excuses. I've done my weight right now. But there was something there at the end of it. There was a WBC silver title and the next step was a world title. The next training camp, it needs to be something at the end of it. Tomorrow, to get the younger going, to get the, you know, get the feeling going. I'd go back in the gym. I'd do 2 weeks in the gym and then I'd know whether I still wanted to do it. So, you know, it's one of them things where I need to have something at the end of training camp. Maybe a belt, maybe an opportunity to fight one of the big boys, but yeah, you know, we'll see what's going to happen. But I'm sure an opportunity will come. I'm a big ticket seller, sell a lot of tickets. The arena was bouncing Saturday night, so in many ways, I'm a promoter's dream. They'll probably try and get me a big fight.
Yeah, they'll want you for those tickets. If you're looking at yourself and thinking, when is, and I'm not suggesting it is the right time to sort of hang the gloves up, but if you're looking at yourself and thinking, when do I stop, is it almost better to think, right, I should stop on a high as opposed to something? Yeah, and you sound pretty devastated this morning.
To be honest, I do want to finish on high. I don't want to go out of the game on a loss, and I wouldn't mind going out as a champion. Come into professional boxing with nothing and go out as a champion. That's every man's dream. So no, one more, maybe two more big fights and get out as a champion. I've had 51 fights. It's not so much the fights, it's the point punishing your body in the training camp and the amount of spars you're doing and out on the road for your legs and that. But listen, I've enjoyed every minute of it and I do want it to continue. I love the sport. I love being involved in big nights. And stuff on the night. We talk there and listen.
You've got a lot of friends within the game, particularly here on Merseyside, a lot of fellow boxers. Have they been sort of giving you advice, or, you know, are there people you're close to that you know have given you some solid advice in the past day or so?
Yeah, I mean, as soon as it happened, the next morning, Pricey and Bellew were on to me. Went over something to eat this week with Bellew and just have a chat. Basically, Adam Bird, who is a tremendous coach, used to train day to day. I'm close to Adam. And I spoke to him the next day, and he was good to inform me. He came in the changing rooms before and after the fight, wished me luck, and come in to say basically he was sorry what happened after the end of the fight. But it's one of them things. It is what it is. It's happened, and there's not worth crying over spilt milk. And let's try and move on, and let's try and get a big fight.
Mrs. Matthews, what's her thoughts on it?
She's gutted as well, but she wants me to carry on.
Right.
So
whatever's going to make you happy.
She's the boss.
you always do what the boss says.
Yeah.
Look, you talk about possibilities within that lightweight division. Is it obvious who else you could face that would lead you to a fight that you really want?
Yeah, I mean, Scotty Cardle. A big one, it'd be a start. It kills me to say, but Masha Todd, you know, is a friend, but they're like the ones with the titles. They're the lightweight. Then I need someone with a belt, and shame they're there. You know, and that'd be the start. And that's what we say.
It doesn't look like you're finishing here, Derry. It doesn't sound that way at all.
It doesn't. No, I'm wondering. No, actually.
The story continues. Look, it's brilliant to get past 50 fights, and I think you lost to an absolutely terrific fighter as well, but you've seen the ups and downs of the game, haven't you?
Oh yeah, it's been a journey. It's been excellent. I've loved every minute of it, and if I could change my career I wouldn't, because you know the highs and the lows of the game, so I wouldn't change it. I've loved every bit of it, as I said, and I've met so many great people, and fingers crossed I can stay in the game. Stay in the game for a long time.
I think there's still another Tommy Coyle punch or another Anthony Crawler fight of the year. There's still one of those in you, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. Because I mean, the fight never took a lot out of me. I never punished my body in the fight. It's just a great body shot right on the button. It's not like I beat him for 10 rounds or for 12 rounds. I thought I was winning the fight. It was a close fight. But it was a perfect body shot. Again, with the Flanagan fight. In the Flanagan fight, my body never took much punishment. It was close, and the judges said, OK, I got beat. But my body never went through hell. It was OK. And now, you know, let's see if there's one more big fight in me. Let's see. Yeah, let's see one more big goal.
Terry, we'll catch up with you when you're preparing for your next one, which I know will happen now. So thank you very much for your time this morning.
Cheers, Steve. Thanks.
Yeah, this is Derry Matthews. The story doesn't end there, despite all that speculation. Yesterday, all the stuff on social media, I think he's taken the countenance of a few of his close friends and colleagues as well. Pricey, Bellew, he mentioned that. Adam Booth, they've all been in his ear. Mrs. Derry Matthews, most importantly. And I think you can all but guarantee that he will be back in the ring.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.